Happy November, friends, and welcome back to Wholesome TV Picks. If you've been searching for something your family can watch this week that's clean, uplifting, and actually safe for kids, skip the scroll and queue up Pocahontas. This G-rated Disney classic runs about 90 minutes, and it's perfect for ages 7 and up. It's beautifully animated, completely wholesome, and filled with lessons about courage, empathy, and understanding. Exactly what our kids need more of right now. Welcome to Wholesome TV Picks. I'm Jennifer, your Wholesome TV Picks guide, a homeschool mom of three, and I'm going to save you scrolling time by providing you with one wholesome movie recommendation today. Before we dive in, I just want to send a huge thank you to everyone tuning in from Washington, D.C., Milwaukee, and Bakersfield, all the way to Naples, Italy, Dubai in the UAE, Canada, and Ireland. It means so much to know families all around the world are finding Wholesome TV worth watching together. I'm so grateful you're here. So let's dive in. Today, I'm going to share the following with you. I'll walk you through what your kids will actually see. Then I'm going to tell you about the really powerful themes they'll absorb without you having to lecture them. And then I'll tackle that whole historical accuracy debate in about a minute or so you can feel completely confident about pressing play tonight. I rewatched it this week to prep for this episode, and if you've listened to any of my previous episodes on animated movies, you'll know that I'm a huge, huge fan of classic hand-drawn animation because it's just so special, and it was just such an art that is very underappreciated today and I think is criticized for being kind of crummy when you compare it to today's CGI, all computer animated movies. But it really was something special that should be appreciated more today. Now let's get to the music. Alan Menken, classic Disney composer and lyricist, along with Stephen Schwartz, created something really special here. Songs like Colors of the Wind and Just Around the River Bend aren't just catchy. They invite kids to see the world through someone else's eyes. They're conversations about empathy and prejudice wrapped in beautiful melodies. But here's what I love most. The heart of this movie isn't in the artwork or the soundtrack. It's in the message about choosing love over fear and having the courage to do what's right, even when everyone around you says you're wrong. Let's start with what you really want to know. Is this safe? In my opinion, yes. It's rated G, no language issues, no inappropriate humor, no hidden agendas or ideology sneaking in through the back door. I think your kids will also love the adorable sidekicks in this movie. Miko, the raccoon who's obsessed with eating everything he can get his paws on, and Flitz, the hummingbird, who's constantly trying to keep Miko out of trouble. Then we have Percy, the prissy little dog who belongs to the villain, General Radcliffe. There's also a scene near the end where someone gets shot while saving another person's life, but it's not graphic. I mean, this is a Disney animated movie, and the character recovers. If you've got a sensitive little kid, you know, just give them a heads up beforehand. And that's really it. You can actually sit down and relax instead of sitting there with your hand hovering over the remote the whole time. I'm going to focus now on the four things I think your kids will learn without you saying a word. And they won't even realize they're learning anything. They'll just be watching a fun story. But these four truths will stick with them long after the credits roll. One, real courage means standing alone when everyone else is following the crowd. Maybe think about your son or daughter who came home from school one day saying that the kids at school are being mean to the new kid, but he's scared to be the only one who sits with him at lunch or to talk to him. Or your daughter knows her friend is being left out of the group, but if she says something, she might be next. That's what Pocahontas faces. Her entire tribe, her father, her best friend, everyone she's ever trusted tells her the settlers are enemies. The settlers are saying the exact same thing about her people. And she's the only one willing to say, what if we're wrong? What if we talk to them first? She risks maybe being kicked out of her tribe, definitely her father's disappointment and her safety, all to do what she knows is right. Your kids won't need a lecture about peer pressure after watching this. They'll just remember the girl who chose truth over popularity. Two, Love is always stronger than hate, but someone has to choose it first. There's a line from a character named Grandma Willow in the film where she says, "Look," and she takes one of her branches and gently touches the water below. And Pocahontas says, "The ripples." And John Smith's looking confused and says, "What about them?" Grandma Willow then says, "So small at first, but look how they grow. But someone has to start them." Wow, powerful words, aren't they? There's also a moment near the end that I think will make you pause and think. Pocahontas is saving John Smith's life, and she looks at her father and says, "Look around you, father. This is where the path of hatred has brought us. This is the path I choose." She's choosing love, obviously. And her father, Chief Powhatan, looks at everyone and says, "My daughter comes with courage and understanding." Now, when your kids are in the middle of a sibling fight, screaming at each other over who took whose toy, and you're trying to explain why hitting back doesn't solve anything, this might be a scene they'll remember. Someone has to be the first to choose peace. Quick favor. I'm working toward 50 Apple Podcast reviews, and right now I'm sitting at 14. If Wholesome TV Picks has helped you skip even one night of endless scrolling stress, would you do me a favor and take about 30 seconds and leave me a rating? You can do it at ratethispodcast.com/wholesometvpicks. 3. One person really can make a difference. In the film, your kids watch one woman who has zero political power, zero weapons, zero authority, literally stop a war by standing in the gap. One person, one choice. That's not just a Disney fairy tale. It's truth. And it's something our kids desperately need to see right now. And that's the kind of role model I want my kids to emulate. Don't you? 4. Enemies can become friends. By the end of this film, Chief Powhatan actually calls John Smith my brother. Your kids will see that people who started out terrified of each other can learn to understand and respect one another. Maybe when your kids are scared of the new neighbors who don't look like you or talk like you, or when they come home repeating something they heard about those people, this is the movie that they might remember that shows what happens when you choose curiosity over fear. And here's something else beautiful. I see a quiet biblical echo woven into the ending. When John Smith takes a bullet to save Chief Powhatan's life, it mirrors the truth from John 15. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Those are the kinds of truths I want my kids and yours to carry with them long after the movie's over. If you've read reviews online, you've probably seen people writing essays about how this movie is historically inaccurate, disrespectful, problematic. I mean, I think some folks have spent more time critiquing this cartoon than I spent on my senior thesis. So here's my honest take. This is a Disney movie with a talking tree. It's not a documentary. It's not your kid's history textbook. It's an animated fable designed to help children imagine a world where enemies become friends. And it's just a simple story for the sake of telling a story and inspired by actual people. My now 8, 12, and 14-year-olds have no lasting effects from it. They remember it fondly to this day, and the memories of them being smaller and recalling what they loved about the movie as a kid. And you know what? Not a single mention of historical accuracy came up. Kids need and crave stories that take their imagination to a better world, and this one does it beautifully. Don't let people overanalyzing a children's cartoon like it's their PhD dissertation steal your joy from having a good family movie night with your family. In just a minute, I'll tell you exactly where you can watch Pocahontas tonight. But first, I want to share something with you. I'm part of a podcasting community through RSS.com, and we help each other spread the word about our shows. One of my fellow podcasters is Michael T, and he hosts the British TV Watchlist, where he explores British dramas. Here's a quick preview.
Hello there. My name is Michael T, radio broadcaster turned podcaster. While you're enjoying Jennifer's Wholesome TV Picks podcast, I'd like to invite you to check out my podcast too. It's called the British TV Watchlist. The British TV Watchlist is all about British TV, mostly British dramas. I believe British TV dramas are, in general, better than their American counterparts. The writing is better, dialogue is more realistic, the characters have depth. Better writing leads to better acting. British TV characters have full lives and well-developed backstories. As a result, we get a richer TV experience. And here on the podcast, we'll explore the shows, actors, episodes, characters, and the people who make it all happen. There's lots to enjoy and lots to talk about. Thanks for checking it out. Just search for British TV Watchlist.
Pocahontas is streaming on Apple TV, Fandango, Amazon Prime Video, and of course, Disney Plus. I'll leave all the links in the show notes where you can check them out. And if you're like me and still love having physical copies, you can grab it on DVD too. Finally, here's what I want you to know. Your kids are going to be fine watching this. They're not going to be traumatized or confused. I really think they're going to enjoy a movie with stunning visuals, incredible music they'll be humming for days, and a main character who makes really brave choices. In a world that feels so divided and angry right now, spending 90 minutes watching enemies become friends and people choosing understanding over fear, that feels like exactly what all of us need right now. And that alone is worth pressing play. So there you have it. Pocahontas is a story about courage, compassion, and choosing to understand people who are different from us. It's not historically perfect, but it's a fun, playful film that has really great lessons woven into the story. And it'll teach your kids that kindness still matters and that peace is always worth fighting for. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today and for trusting me with your family's movie nights. I know your time is valuable and I really don't take that lightly. If this episode helped you out, do me a favor and text it to a friend who's also tired of the streaming struggle. And hey, if you want my weekly picks sent straight to your inbox, no fluff, just recommendations you can actually trust, head over to wholesometvpicks.com/start here and sign up. I'd love to have you there. Next week, we're shifting gears for a Parents' Night pick that explores sacrifice, friendship, and what it truly means to serve. It's a quiet, powerful tribute to our veterans who mean so much to you and me. Don't miss this incredible pick. Until then, have a great rest of your week. Take care.